Shalom and blessed be the name of Jesus. We have continued to look into the scriptures together, and we are already in the book of Revelation, and we want to understand chapter number 15, verses 1 to 8. This is a very unique, very, very unique chapter, because it gives us what would happen just before God releases the seven plagues. Just before God releases the seven last plagues. They are called the bowl judgments. There are three things I want to mention. Number one, we'll talk about the nature of God. And number two, the response of God's people after what God has done. And number three, the patience of God, which is part of the nature of God. In chapter 14, there were six announcements. And the last announcement was about harvesting of the world. And we discovered there are two types of harvesting. Harvesting of the righteous and harvesting of the wicked. And this one is in line with Matthew 13, when Jesus gave a parable. What will happen to the end of the age? Where he's going to, where there were wheats and tares. And he said, let them grow together until the end. Then I'll send my angel to go and separate them. You discover, we talked about that the righteous will be harvested by Jesus and will be kept safe forever and ever. And the wicked shall be harvested by the angel, of course, in Jesus' command. And then they'll be thrown into the lake of fire. And they will mourn. They will go through pain and torment forever and ever. So we discover that God does not destroy the righteous together with the wicked. Throughout the Bible, there's nowhere God has ever destroyed the righteous and the wicked. When Moses had a visitation of God in Genesis 18, while God was coming to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, Moses interceded for Sodom and Gomorrah because of Lot, his nephew. But in the intercession, Moses told God, you are a righteous God, a righteous judge. You do not destroy the righteous and the wicked. And sure enough, God was saying, if there are some righteous people, I'll spare them. But you discover he always first take away the righteous before he destroy the wicked. And that has followed each other. Remember the time of Noah, another example, to show that God's nature is that he does not destroy the righteous and the wicked. When people sinned against God in the time of Noah, God provided an ark. And he wanted every person to get in. And for many days, Noah continued to persuade them. Of course, God continued to persuade them through Noah. Until such a time when they all rejected God's offer. But those who entered Noah and his family, God shut the door. And after that, judgment that could not be stopped began. That is the nature of God. God does not destroy the righteous and the wicked. He always preserves the righteous, even in place where there is wickedness. Now here you see that in chapter 15, we is divided into two. Number one is from verses 1 all the way to verses 4. which talks about the righteous, those that had not stood or bowed before the image, or they had not given themselves to the worship of the beast and its image and its number. God raptured them. God took them. It could have been through death, of course. I am sure it was through death they died. That's why we say, I saw in heaven another great and marvelous sign, seven angels with the seven last plagues. Last because with them, God's wrath is complete. And I saw what looked like a sea of glass, that's many people, glowing with fire and standing beside the sea, those who had been victorious over the beast and its image and over the number of its name. They held harps given them by God and sang the song of Moses, a song of God's servant Moses and of the Lamb. And there's a song goes like this: Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous act have been revealed. So you see here, they are worshiping God. They have been given harps, and they are singing. So I say that now the next thing is that when the people of God are raptured or are taken or are preserved or they have overcome the evil one, and they see God's heart, they worship. In the time of Egypt, when God raptured them or God took them from Egypt, the next thing is that Miriam began a song that Moses had prepared, and they sang the song of Moses. That is worship. They worshiped God. They were thankful to God. They were glorious. They were saying, glory is your name. You have done your great deeds. And they were worshiping God for three things. They worshiped God because of his word, because of his work, of his deeds. Worship has got these three things. They worshiped God because of his deeds. Great and marvelous are your deeds, O Lord God Almighty. Number two, they worshiped God because of his ways. Just and true are your ways. And then they worship God because of his word. Who will not fear you and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy, and nations shall come and bow before you. So they were worshiping God. So God, in chapter 15, we see these who have already overcome the beast. Now, those who never overcome the beast, so they were harvested. So to speak, they were harvested. Maybe through death, maybe the sword, through whatever means, but they found themselves in heaven. But then he said, after this, I looked and I saw in heaven the great temple. That is the temple of the covenant law. And it was opened. Out of the temple came the seven angels with the seven plagues. They were dressed in clean, shining linen and wore golden sashes around their chest. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls filled with the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no one could enter the temple until the seven plagues and this of the seven angels were complete. Now, here we see now the second part of chapter 15. After those who never bowed before the beast or worshiped the beast, they are those who gave themselves to the beast. And they will go through the last of God's tribulation. Their seven bowl judgment. We'll see them from here now, from chapter 16. We'll start seeing them after they'll be released. And here, after they have been released, the Bible says that it will come from God. It will come from heaven. It will come from his throne. And once they are released, God, nobody will be able to enter the temple again. Do you remember when God gave some people an opportunity to enter into the ark and they rejected? Now, when finally God closed the Noah's ark from outside, nobody was able to enter into it until the judgment, God's wrath, was complete. Now, it is the same here, that when God starts to release this bowl judgment, there is no turning back. There is nobody who can be able to enter again. God's wrath must be completed. God's bowl must be poured to the very latter until he has already, disciplined or judged all of them. So chapter 15, divided into two, those who have overcome, they are harvested. But those who have refused or have bowed to the beast, there before we have been told that those who bowed themselves to the beast, they will be tormented forever and ever. But they will start here through God's judgments. And so, dear people, let's get to know that chapter 15 is just the two parts. Is the harvesting of the righteous, is the harvesting of the evil one. Some, they'll be given herbs to enjoy forever, have rest forever. And some will be harvested to the everlasting shame, to the everlasting even pain and torment forever and ever. But once God's wrath starts, nobody will be able to enter into this temple in heaven again until the seven plagues from the seven angels are completed. Father, help us to know your nature, that you are a good God. You do not condemn the righteous together with the wicked. You also give an opportunity for people to come. You are so patient. You want everybody to come to you. And it's until you people refuse to come to you that they will be able to face your judgment. But as long as, Lord, they hearkened, you will still give them that one opportunity. So help us, Lord, not to harden our hearts when there's still time, when day is on, in Jesus' name.